Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Zayin. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Lezuchusur for Shlema, for Sarah Freda Baschaya, and Lezecher Nishmas Chaim Naftali ben Yaakov Shlomo, and Dvorah Shirachaya Bas Yaakov Leib. We are holding on daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. We got onto the page already on Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, a few lines into the page, about 5 lines into the page, we are at Hahu Uvda Dahava Bibiram. Today we're going to first discuss a story that happened where a guy touched Yayin Shalo Bikavana. That is point, he was not trying to touch the Yayin, it just happened accidentally. And is that enough to Aser the Yayin? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, once we're on the topic of Shalo Bikavana, there's no greater example probably of touching Shalo B'Kavana than when a baby, when an infant, when a non-Jewish infant touches Yayin, does that Aser the Yayin? Once we talk about a Tinok Ben Yomo, the Gemara is going to bring a Raya from a different discussion relating to an Eved that's purchased from an Oved Kulchavim who touches the Yayin. What if he's Mal V'lo Taval? He hasn't concluded his Gerus. Or if he's Mal V'Taval, he has concluded his Gerus. What the difference is between those cases? And also a Ben Shivcha that's not Jewish, a Shivcha Kananis, has a child in a Jewish home, and that child touches the Yayin. What's the status of such Yayin? So the entire daf is going to revolve around those cases. A Tinok Ben Yomo that touches Yayin, an Eved that's Lakach Mina Akum that touches Yayin, and a Ben Shivcha that touches Yayin. So says the Gemara, we start with a story. 6 lines into the page. Hahu Uvda Dahava Biram. There was a story that happened in a place called Biram. There was no chavim that was going up a palm tree or coming down from a palm tree. And he was carrying a lulav, he was carrying a palm branch in his hand. That the tip of the lulav, as he was coming down, he actually, it's not easy to come down from a palm tree, I would bet, I never tried it, but so as he was coming down, he must have lost control of the lulav in his hand, and he accidentally touched the tip of the lulav into the wine, shelo bekavana, the wine belonged to a Jew. So now, what is the status of this wine that was touched by the guy through his lulav? So Sharia Rav Lizvune Lo Ovdei Kechavim. Rav says, you're allowed to sell this wine to an Ovdei Kechavim, meaning it's mutar ba'na, but also meaning that it's asur b'shtiyah, because if you were allowed to drink it, he would have said you're allowed to drink it. He says, no, you're allowed to sell it to a guy, and you're allowed to benefit from the money, but you're not allowed to drink it. Amar le Rav Kanav Rav Asi le Rav, so Rav Kanav Rav Asi said to Rav, v'amaru da'amar, tinok ben yomo hu osi yayin nesech. Wait, you're the one that says that even if a tinok ben yomo, an infant touches the yayin, it's enough to make it yayin nesech. So apparently, when an infant touches the yayin, why does it make it yayin nesech? Because shalom bekavana, certainly the infant has no intention whatsoever in doing anything. So we hear as well, even though this is an adult who's capable of climbing a tall tree, but when he comes down, he was touching shalom bekavana, so it should make it full-fledged yayin nesech. And therefore should be asur ba'na. Why do you allow selling it to an Ovid Chavim? So he says a simple chilik. Amalu, emr da amri ana b'shtia ba'na mi amri. I said that when a Tinok Ben Yomo touches it, it becomes Yayin Nesech. I didn't mean full-fledged Yayin Nesech, that it becomes asur ba'na. All I meant is that it's asur b'shtia. But ein achinami, it's mutar ba'na. So essentially what Rav says is, ein achinami, this is exactly the same case as a Tinok Ben Yomo. And therefore it's asur b'shtia and mutar ba'na. That is all the way Rashi reads this Gemara. Comes along Tosos in the Dibra Maskel Hachi Garcin Barov Asfaran Ba'adid Kanachas Naga Bereshit Liva B'chamra Shlo B'Kavana, that the Girsa in Rov Hasvarim is like we have it, that the story was that the guy touched the wine with the tip of a lulav, but he didn't touch it directly with his hand. Says Tosos, L'fi Girsa Zu Chashvinan Maga Ovdei Kechavim Al Yedavar Acher K'mo Maga Ovdei Kechavim B'Gufo. Apparently, according to this Girsa, whether he touches using something else, he touches with a stick, or whether he directly touches with his hand, it's the same thing. And the reason that it's mutar b'ana over here is only because it was shalo b'kavana. We were not discussing at all the fact that he didn't actually touch it, that it was only the lulav that touched it. Yomo. And that's why the Gemara compares it to a Tinok ben Yomo who touches it with his hand, because it doesn't matter with what he touches it. What matters is there Kavana or is there no Kavana? That is the way we have the Gemara. If you skip down about 6-7 lines in Tosos, in the line that begins with Shalom b'chamaso, says Tosos a few words later, V'kasha l'fiza. He says, I've got a lot of problems with this Girsa. Chada de dover temuhu lomer de chashir magoa de dover achadol aviyel shalom b'kavana kimo magoa b'gufo shalom b'kavana liyasur b'shtia. V'kol ha'lochus mochichus kaman de shari af b'shtia. He says, first of all, it's not mistaver. It's not at all mistaver to assume that direct touching should have the same status as indirect touching, and the mashmaus of many sugyas is not that way either, that direct touching and indirect touching are the same. We're going to see many halachos that would imply that when the touching is indirect, when it's alidei davar acher, it's going to be mutar b'shtia. And he gives some examples, but then he says at the end of the following line, va'od kasha, and I have another problem. Dehechia v'salkadaitach t'ravkan v'ravasi la'asro, af bahana'a, Rav Kahana and Ravasi go on the attack against Rav. Oh, v'amaru damar tinuk ben yomo osi yai nasach, this should be asa bahana'a. How could you say that? Hamas nisin hi medad bekana da fil rabbanon yimacher v'avgav da v'yasa magal de davar acher bekavana. Now there's a mishnah that's going to discuss if an ovid kavim comes in with a measuring stick and he wants to measure the water, the level of wine in the barrel, how high the wine goes up. So he sticks the measuring stick in the barrel to measure the wine bekavana. He's doing it bekavana and he's touching al de davar acher. And the most machmir opinion over there says you got to sell it to an ovid kavim and enjoy the money, but you're not allowed to drink it. The more makel opinion, you could drink it too. So nobody holds that it's asur b'hana. So how could Rav Kahana and Rav Asi go on the attack over here? Oh, he touched the tip of the lulav into the yayin. The whole thing should be asur b'hana. There's a mishnah that says that it's not asur b'hana when a guy touches alidei davar acher. So that's also very, very challenging. Furthermore, about five lines later, Tosuk goes on to say, miyukasha derav adarav, that it seems like a stira in Rav. The hechi asur, how could he ask over here? Benaga bereisha duliva becham Rabbi Shtia ha'iu pasuk kaman alach Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Sharia filu ki kavanas maga. That how could Rav paskin over here? The guy touches the tip of the lulav with the wine. It's going to be asur to drink. You're allowed to sell it, but it's asur to drink. Rav paskins like Rabbi Shimon. Then in the case where the guy goes to measure it, you're even allowed to drink it. Kivin davi ali de davar acher, because Rabbi Shimon holds when you touch ali de davar acher, it's mutter to drink. V'kolshkin hachad alach kavanas maga. The Nishri, of course, over here where he wasn't even trying to touch it, it should be mutter. If he goes in with a measuring stick trying to touch it, Rav is going to pass on to Rav Shimon that it's mutter to drink. How could it be over here where he accidentally touches it with the stick that it's also to drink? Can't be. It's a major problem. And therefore, about five lines before the end of the Tosos, Lekach Nira L'Rabbeinu Tam Girsas Rabbeinu Chanan of Alachos Gedolos. And that's why we should follow the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chanan and the Bahag. V'cheinim tzu b'tshuvas ha'go'onim. And the tshuvas ha'go'onim also says like this. Not a surprise. Very often, Rabbeinu Chanan, the Bahag, tshuvas ha'go'onim had the same types of Mesora. So it's, they all have Delogar Ispiratio de Luliva Elonaga Bechamra. You got to change the Girsa. Not that the tip of a lulav touched the wine. No, the guy touched the wine. The issue over here is purely an issue of, is there kavana, is there no kavana? It is not an issue of how direct or indirect the touching was, because the case over here was that it was direct touching. Had the touching been indirect, it would be a different sugya. That is not our sugya. We'll see later on that the Gemara is going to say later on that, but didn't he touch it with? No, not didn't he touch it with. Didn't he touch it? The point is that he touched it, and it was that he touched it directly. And when we say Madda Bekani Yamacher, that's where he had Kavana to touch it. Meaning when he measured, the case of the Mishnah where the guy comes with a measuring stick, that's the exact opposite of our case. Our case is he touches it directly, but shalom b'kavana. The case of the Mishnah where the guy comes with the measuring stick is he touches it indirectly, but bikavana, he intends to touch it, so it's the exact opposite case, and therefore the halacha may be different. Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, Shreisom, Rav Asi, Magal, V'chav, Shalom, B'kavana, Ba'ana, Suri, Rav Sog, Premenos, and Dossam, Indeed, B'yad, V'sal, Kedai, Tichtu, Adin, Afilu, Eina, Meskavim, Liga. And the reason Rav Kahana, Rav Asi would assume that Rav would Asur, Ba'ana over here is because there is a sheet of Rabbi Nosson that if the guy comes to measure, not with a stick, he comes to measure with his arm, and he wants to measure how high the wine is, that would be Asur Ba'ana. So they're assuming this is the same. With the point that they missed, the difference between them is that yes, both cases are where the guy touches directly, but in the case where he comes to measure, he's touching directly Bikavana. Our case is he's touching Shalom Bikavana. So that is the Girsa of Tosos. Now, all of the Rishonim ask on the Girsa of Tosos from Gemara that we're going to have in tomorrow's daf of Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yossi bar Nurai, that an Ovid Chavim poured wine for them through through some sort of kli, and one of them was Matir the Yayin Bishtia, because the guy didn't know that it was wine. He wasn't aware. So the Gemara asks, I v'tepekle dekanaga benatla safal benatla v'avale maga goy shalom b'kavana, but didn't he touch it with the kli, and therefore it's maga goy shalom b'kavana, and it's going to be aser. So you see from the kasha of the Gemara that maga ovid cham shalom b'kavana al yedei davar acher asers the wine b'shtia. Meaning Tosfos is saying, no, shalom b'kavana and al yedei davar acher for sure would be mutter. But that Gemara sounds like when it's asking, oh, but wait, he touched it al yedei davar acher, not even being aware that it was wine, and the Gemara assumes that that would make it aser. So we already saw it. Tulsa says you got to take away the gears over there. It's not that he touches it binatla over there. He touched it directly over there. Shalom b'kavana. That's why we're assuming that it would be asur b'shtia. But ena chinami, had he touched it al yedei davar acher, it would be mutter b'shtia. The balatrumus and the Ravid quoted in the Rashba both suggest that what the Gemara means to say over there is that we have to be choshesh that mistama at the time that he was taking the wine through this natla, he probably touched it biyado mamish also. Meaning you could keep the gears of benatla, but if he touched the benatla, it's not the largest kli, and he was trying to transfer wine from one place to another, so mistama, he touched it directly as well. The Ramban, the Rashba, their miyashiv, that when he has kavanas maga, when he intends to touch it, we'll touch what's in the kli, even though he doesn't know that it's wine, it's asr af b'shtia, even though it's clear that he's not having kavana l'nasich. But when he's not having kavana at all to touch what's in the kli, it's mutter even to drink. So there's a difference between having intention to touch wine and having intention to touch, but not knowing that it's wine, and having no intention to touch anything, where he doesn't even realize that he's touching. So that's going to be totally mutter even b'shtia, when he has no intention to touch anything, as opposed to in that case there was intention to touch, it's just that he didn't know that what he was touching was wine. And other Rishonim have different yeshuvim for this girsa. So now we're on the first wide line, Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, says the Gemara further, Gufa Amarav, Tinok Ben Yoma Usa Yayin Esach. Rav says that a Tinok Ben Yoma, a one-day-old child, is old enough to make the wine into Yayin Esach. If you look at Tosos, Tinok Ben Yoma Usa Yayin Esach, Pirish Va'asur B'shtia, meaning that it's Asur B'shtia, not that it's Asur Ba'na, as Rav just explained, right? Rav explained that when I said it's Usa Yayin Esach, not that it's Asur Ba'na, it said it's Asur B'shtia. Says Tosos in Tomar, Kivin to Rav Posik, Kaman Rabbi Shimon, Maishno Tinok Ben Yoma, Minafal Bar. Rabbi Shimon is going to say later on, if a guy falls into a vat of wine, he slips and he falls into a vat of wine and he climbs out, so then it's mutter. The whole thing is mutter. Why is that any better than a Tinok Ben Yoma? Tinok Ben Yoma, the wine is going to be usher, but the guy falls in and it's he climbs out. The adult falls in and he climbs out, it's going to be mutter. So Yesh Lomar, Desavar, Debemaga, Tinok, Veshich, Shecho, Ikel, Migzor, Atu, Gadol. Avonafel, Bar, Mucha, Milsa, De, Anis, Lo, Shai, that the method of touching is what the gezeira is on. When the method of touching is someone trying to touch something, then we're just not going to make a chiluk between the age of the person. person who tried to touch something. But when the method of touching was so clearly an accident, it was so clearly something that the person was not intending for, then that's going to be absolutely mutter. They would never be gozer on such a thing. So says Mar Esve Rav Simi Bar Chiya LeRav. So they ask him, Rav, how can you say that a one-day-old child is old enough to make the wine into yayin asech, at least to make it asur b'shtia? But don't we have the following brisa? Halukech avadim and ovdei kochavim shemalu v'lo tavlu. Let's say you buy an eved from an ovid kochavim, and the eved had mila but did not have tefila. V'chein b'nei ashvachos shemalu v'lo tavlu. Or you have your own shivcha kananis, and they have children, and those children had mila but did not have Tevila. It happens to be the Ravid writes over here when we say Alokech Avadim in Ovid Kochavim. He says Dafka says Ovid Kochavim, because if you buy an Eved Kanani from a Yisrael, you have a Chazaka that it's a Ben Shivcha that was Tovel before she had the baby, and therefore would not require Tevila. The baby would not require Tevila. The mother's Tevila would count. But the Rashba, the Ritva say that no. When it says Avadim in Ovid Kochavim, it's Lav Dafka. If you buy an Eved who's an Orel from a Yisrael, and then he's Mal, Velo Taval, so that would be the same thing, would be the same status. But bottom line is, you're buying this Eved who is a Goy, he's an Eved Kanani, from, let's say, an Ovid Kochavim, or your Shivcha Kananis has a child, and therefore he has Mila but not Tevila, so he is a Goy. The Halach is Rokon Umadreson Beshuk Tameh. Their rok, their medrash, any of their bodily fluids or medrash, anything that they trample on, that they put their weight on, is going to be tameh. Why is it going to be tameh? Because we make a gzeira that a guy has tumas ziva. So we treat him like a zav. And therefore, just like the rok of a zav is tameh and the medrash of a zav is tameh, the rok and the medrash midrabanan of a guy is tameh as well. But that's only a din midrabanan. And the chiddush is even bashuk. We don't treat it like a suffix tumma. If it were a suffix tumma, the halacha would be bereshus harabim would be tahar. No, but we treat this like a vaday tumma. Even b'shuk, even bereshus harabim, it's tameh. V'amrila tahar. And some say that no, that it's tahar. That the rok and the medras is going to be tahar. That they were. Why would it be tahar? He's definitely a guy. Yeah, but this is an unusual kind of guy. This is milsa d'lo shchicha. The whole thing is a gzeira midrabanan, and the rabbanan in general, and that goes there on the milsa. How often do you meet a guy who happens to be mal velo tavel? He's in that in-between stage. I meet them all the time because we do gerus. So before they do the tevila, they got to get the mila first. So, but most people don't meet people all the time who are mal velo tavel, especially, and he's born as an eved from Novid Chav. It doesn't happen that often. So lo gazu barabar, they were not gozer ziva. Yenon, what about their wine? Meaning our sugi is not about ziva, it's not about roke, it's not about medrash. Here's our interest. What about the wine of such a guy? Gedolim osim yayin esach. If they are older goyim, then the wine is going to be yayin esach. But ketanim ein osim yayin esach. If they're younger, then it's not going to be yayin esach. So that's the key line. Meaning Rav is the one that said that a tinuk ben yomo is already old enough to make yayin esach. Over here we have a brisa that says ketanim ein osim yayin esach. It's not going to be yayin esach. Just by the way, Ve'elohen Gadol and Ve'elohen Katan, how do we define what's called a Gadol, what's called a Katan in this context? Meaning it can't be Bar Mitzvah, because a guy doesn't have a Bar Mitzvah. Meaning there's no such thing as Ben Yud Gimel Shana being considered a Gadol for Goyim. So what makes him a Gadol? Well, in this, it's not necessarily the same in every context, but in the Avodah Zarah context, a Gadol is one who is familiar enough with Avodah Zarah, and he knows the basics of Avodah Zarah. Ketanim are children who are too young to even understand the basics of Avodah Zarah. Katani mias gedolim in ketanim lo. But that's beside the point. Our main raya is that it says gedolim yes, ketanim lo. That ketanim do not make yayin esach. So how could you, Rav, say that ketanim do make yayin esach? So says Gemara, Tirgama abnei shvachos. No, when we say that ketanim do not make yayin esach, we're dafka talking about the situation of bnei shvachos, not the situation of lokeach eved mina oved chavim. But if it was a mamish or guy that you bought from an Ovid Chavim, then ein achinami, the halacha would be that he would make Yayin Nesach even if he's a Tinok Ben Yomo. It's only because the situation happens to be the case under discussion, meaning that when we make that chilik in the Braisa, it's only on the Bnei Shvachos where, what's the difference between Bnei Shvachos and the either way they're Goyim. The Bnei Shvachos grew up in a Jewish home, so the Chacham were never goes there on the wine that they touch b'katnusam, yet the Chacham did make a gzera on the wine that they touch b'gadlusam, when they know a little bit more about Avodah Zarah. But Avodim that you buy from Novi Chacham and didn't have tefillah yet, even Kitanim the Chacham will be gozer, will aser b'magayam, and that's exactly like Rav. Rav wasn't talking about Avodim, he wasn't talking about Bnei Shvach. Rav was talking about a regular guy. So an Eved that you buy from Novi Chacham is like a regular guy, and that will aser, and they will aser Yayin Esach, even at a very young age. But Bnei Shvachos, where Rabbanan aren't going to be ghosts on them because they grew up in a Jewish home. They were born into a Jewish home. So what you see from here is that Dafka, Ketana Bnei Shvachos, who are Mal Velo Taval, do not make Yayin Nesach. Sounds like, what would be the halacha if you have Ketana Bnei Shvachos? So they grew up in a Jewish home. They didn't even have Mila. That are lo mal v'lo taval. So it sounds from our Gemara that would be Yayin Nesach. It would aser b'shtia, like every other Nachri Katan, and that's how the Ramah paskins. However, the Rashba writes in Torah Sabayis, Bayis Hei Shar Aleph, that Bnei Shvachos Katanim, that are, even if they didn't even have Mila, and not only not have Tevila, they didn't even have Mila, they do not make Yayin Nesach at all. Whatever they touch is Mutar b'shtia, until they're at an age where they know a little bit about Avodah Zarah. When the Braisa says Malu v'lo Tavlu, that's just trying to be Mechadesh, that even Gedolim, even though they already had Mila, they were Mekabel not to be over Avodah Zarah anymore, but still they're going to make Yayin Nesach. But Ketanim, you don't have to say Malu v'lo Tavlu. Even if it's Lo Malu, they're Ketanim, they know nothing, they grew up in a Jewish home, the Chamor never goes there on such a thing. And the Rashba brings a Raya that he's correct, because otherwise, what are we asking from this Braisa on Rav? We could say that Rav was talking about Ketanim that are Goyim Mamish, that are Lo Mal V'Lo Taval, and that's why they Asur the Yayin. The Braisa is talking about Ketanim that are Malu, they already had a Mila, and that's why their Yayin is going to be Mutter. So you have to say that there's no difference whether they had a Mila or didn't have a Mila, since we're talking about Ketanim anyway. So says Gemara, wait, you want to distinguish between the case of the Avadim and the Bnei Shvachos? Ha-V'chein Ka'amar, but it says V'chein, doesn't V'chein imply that we're making an equation, that we're equating the two? So says Gemara, no, Arokan U'Madrasan, that when we say V'chein, that's talking about the halach of the Rok and the Medrash, that they're metame like a Zav with the Rok and the Medrash. That there's no chilik between a guy that you buy, an Eved that you buy from Novi Chavim, and your own Bnei Shvachos that grew up in your house. But the Seif of the Braisa talks about the Yayin, that certainly there's a difference between the two. So says Mar Hanich Lamad Yamatame, Alman Yamatar, Maik Lameimar. Yeah, this works out very well if you assume that, like the Shita in the Braisa, that the Rok and their Medrash is actually Tame. So the Braisa has to compare them to let me know that not only Avadim that you buy from a guy, but even your own Bnei Shvachos are going to be Tame like a Zav. But if you say that they're Tahar, then what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? If Avadim that you buy from a guy are Tahar, they do not have Tumas Ziva, certainly the Bnei Shvachos that grew up in your own house are Tahar, do not have Tumas Ziva. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Kavanah of the Braisa is to compare Bnei Shvachos to Avadim that you buy from a guy, but not about Ketanim, but about Gedolim. Hakamashmalan. What the Braisa is telling us is, Avadim Dumya, the Bnei Shvachos, that there is a link, a comparison between Avadim and Bnei Shvachos in the following sense. Ma Bnei Shvachos Malu V'lo Tavlu, Huda Osin Yayin Esach, Malu V'Tavlu Lo. Just like Bnei Shvachos, they only create a problem of Yayin Esach if they're a little bit older, and they went through Mila, but not Tevila. If they went through both Mila and Tevila, it would not be a problem of Yayin Nesach. They would have a status of a Jew. So, Af Avadim Kain, you should know the same is true. If you buy an Eved from an Ovid Chavim, and you put him through Mila and Tevila, it's not going to be a problem of Yayin Nesach. Why would it be? He's a Jew. Of course it's not going to be a problem. Yayin Nesach. Says Gemara, not so pashut. La'afuke mit Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel. That's against Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel. Dom Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel. Ha'lokeach avad menov l'chav ma'afal pi shemalu v'tavlu osin yayin Nesach. Ad shetishka avad z'chav mipiyem. That Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel holds that even if he went through Mila and Tvila, but Ribbono Shalom, you just bought this guy from a base of a kuchavim. What do you think he's used to? The way he talks, the way he acts, everything is based in Avodah Zarah. So yeah, you turned him into a Jew, but you still have to be concerned that maybe he has kavanas over here, Avodah Zarah. So kamash melon v'lo. That's why he comes to tell me that no, you do not have to have any such concerns. He is now a Jew, and therefore you don't have to worry that if he's mal and taval, that he has any kavanas of anything for the sake of Avodah Zarah. So now let's analyze that point. This Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, who holds that even after the Mila and the Tevila, he still has status of Rav Chaim Gufa. Amram Nachman Rav Shmuel, Halokech Avadim Rav Chaim Aval Pishamalu Vitavlu, even though he's Mal and Tavel, and therefore he's not Rav Chaim at all anymore. Osin Yai Nesach Hatshetishka Avod Chaim Mipiam. Still going to make Yai Nesach until Avod Zarah is gone from his mouth. He's no longer discussing Avod Zarah. He no longer talks in terms of Avod Zarah. How long does that take to get shake the Avod Zarah out of him? Vikama Amram Shuban Levi Ad Shnei Masor Chodesh. That is a 12-month process. That takes 12 months to get the Avodah Zarah out of him. Tosos on Amud Beis points out that the din of Shmuel is dafka by Avadim, but of the Kuchavim, that are, meaning, would we say the same thing? We do a Geirus Bizman Hazeh, and the guy grew up a Christian or something, and we do the Geirus, and now he touches the Yayin. Should we say, give it 12 months? According to Shmuel, give it 12 months. Ad Shetishka Shem Avod Kuchav Mipiv, so you can get the Avodah Zarah out of him. Or is it Dafka when you buy an Eved from Novi Kuchavim and put him through this process? So Tosos writes, Dafka when you buy from Novi Kuchavim. But a person who comes on his own to be Megayer, and he goes through Mila and Tvila, and he goes at Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, the whole thing, and he's Megayer, so that you don't have this 12-month. The reason is, because it's true, the Adon is not allowed to be Matvil, the Eved Bal Karcho, so he had to have agreed to it, but still, Amos Rabo Alav. We assume that it's not with absolute sincerity, because an Eved typically will try to please the Adon. So the Adon says, you know, it means so much to me, if you became a Jew, the Eved will say, okay, sure, whatever you want, as opposed to a person who comes to be Megayer, well, he's not pleasing anybody by coming to be Megayer. In fact, he's discouraged. We tell him, no, it's okay, we don't want you to be Megayer, you could live a perfectly God-fearing life as a non-Jew. We discourage him over and over again. There's anti-Semitism, what do you need it for? We discourage him while he's in the mikveh. We say that you realize that part, not discourage, but we say part and parcel of being a Jew is dealing with the very real prospect of anti-Semitism. And still he wants to do it. So we don't assume that he's still going to have Avodah Zarah Bepiv, that he's still going to be talking about Avodah Zarah, he's still going to be believing in Avodah Zarah. However, while that is the Shita of Tosos, the Piskei Arid and the Ran say that even by that even by Avadim, it's Dafka, if it's Nimol V'Tivol Bal Korcham, that you need Shetishka V'Zchav Mipiv, meaning they go in the other direction. That if the Eved is willing to do it Biritsono, and you don't do it Bal Korcho, then you don't even need to wait the 12 months. So that's the machlokas. Is this by every Eved that you buy from Rav Chavim, or only an Eved that you buy from Rav Chavim who had to face the prospect of being Mal V'Tavol Bal Korcho? Now it's interesting, 12 months is the magic number. This is a broader din that seems to be a shas din, that 12 months is the amount of time that it takes for shichcha. If a person wants to forget the way things used to be, so we assume 12 months is enough time to change a habit and a mindset, and will cause one to forget things. That's the assumption. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Chesam Beis, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, if a person sees chaveru lachar shneimasar chodesh, you see someone you haven't seen in 12 months, you say a bracha, baruch mechaye amesim. And Rav says, ein ames mishtakech min alev, al yachar shneimasar chodesh. That a base is only nishtakach min alev after 12 months. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yerodeya in Hilchas Avelus says that there are many different minhagim. We know there are many different minhagim when to do a hakamas hametzeva after a person dies. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a minhag is 12 months because the purpose of the matzeva is to have a zikaron for the person. You only need a zikaron when there's a chashashicha. Chashashicha begins at 12 months. That's how long it takes to be shochech. So that's why you do that hakamas hametzeva bedavka at that time. There's a comment of Rabbi Yeshaya Pick in the Sefer Minei Targima. He discusses the notion of reading Parsha Zachar, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. What's the mitzvah? To be Zocher Amalek. So he says, how often does that have to be done? So we read Parsha Zachar once a year. So maybe you have to read Parsha Zachar once in a lifetime, once a Yovel, once a, I don't know. Who says once a year? Maybe it's every day. How do I know that Zechira means once every year? That's in fact the halacha, that it has to be done once a year. You have that by a lot of mitzvahs. You know, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah how often it has to be, how often do you have to put on tefillin, right? Is it a mitzvah every day? Is it a mitzvah daraisa every moment? Is it a mitzvah daraisa just once in your lifetime? A mitzvah daraisa to put on tefillin? So pashtus is it's a mitzvah daraisa every single day, but it doesn't say explicit in the Torah. So how do I know how often parshas zachar is? It says Rabbi Shaya picked two possibilities. One, we have a pasuk in the Torah that talks about zichron trua, that blowing shofar is also zechira. And how often do we blow shofar? Once a year. So mela, it's once a year. Also, second possibility, and this is one that's more relevant, is that shicha only happens after Yud Beis Chodesh. So zechira has to be before Yud Beis Chodesh passes. Says the Maram Shik in his Sefer on Taryag Mitzvos, the mitzvah Tafresh Hay, in the mitzvah of Zechira Samalik, in the name of his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, says the Maram Shik, therefore, if you have a leap year, like I think we're going to have this coming year, right, between the last Parsha Zachar and the next Parsha Zachar, there's going to be 13 months between Parsha Zachars. So he says that the Chassam Sofer, he asked the Chassam Sofer, aye, but Shemas HaChodesh is already going to be Shikha, and the Chassam Sofer says that he has in mind that when we read Parshas Kisaitse and we read the Parsha of Amalek, that he al tenai that this should be a fulfillment of Zechiras Amalek. So Ram Shik says, in a leap year, you should be makbid to have in mind to be Yotzei, Parsha Zachar and Kisaitse as well, so that you're not going to ever go 12 months without Zechiras Amalek. I was once in Rav Yonason Sachs' shul when I was in high school. I went to Rabbi Kamenetsky's house for a Shabbos. He lived in Pesach, and it was Parsha Kisaitse, and Rav Sachs announced before this year was a leap year, everyone should have kavanah to be Yotzei in the midst of Zechiras Amalek midah raisa. So hakpada, like that Maram Shik. It's a chumah. I mean, Pashtus is it's once a year, and it's not really about forgetting Amalek. There is an Isra of Losishka, but it's not the same as a mace being mishtakach min alev. Over here, we're talking about shikha as an emotional attachment is gone. That's the shikha we're talking about over here when it comes to avodah zarah, when it comes to a mace and mishtakach min alev, that the emotions aren't raw anymore, and therefore you need to get you back into the emotions. I don't know if it's the same by Amalek. One could argue that it's once a year, that it's lav dafka, based on the, and certainly according to the first reason Rabbi Yeshaya Pick said, that it relates to shofar. So by shofar, it doesn't matter, leap year, not a leap year. It's one. It's Rosh Hashanah. So certainly, according to that reason, it would be once a year, regardless of whether it's 12 months or 13 months. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Esve Rabba l'Rav Nachman. So Rabba asks on Rav Nachman, okay, avadim novid chavim shemalu v'lo tavlu. If you buy avadim from novid chavim and they went through mila but not tefila, v'chein b'nei shvachos shemalu v'lo tavlu, or b'nei shvachos that have mila but did not have tevila, rok and the medres and the shuk. So this should all sound familiar to us. The rok and the medres and the shuk is tamei, meaning even in the shuk, even in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbim, it's tamei. Va'ami latar, and some say it's tar because it's a mitzvah of shkicha. Yenon, their wine, gedolim osin yayin esech, ketanim ein osin yayin esech. The gedolim make yayin esech, the ketanim do not make the wine yayin esech. So elu en gedolim, elu en ketanim. And how do we define in this context what's called gedolim, what's called ketanim. Gedolim sheyodin b'tiv avodas chavim m'shem sheha. Gedolim are people who are familiar with avodah zara. Ketanim shein yodin b'tiv avodas chavim m'shem sheha, that they're not so familiar with the details of avodah zara. Ooh, but ketani mias malu v'lo tavlu in malu v'tavlu lo. But it says only if malu v'lo tavlu is their wine going to be a problem. But you, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, said that malu v'tavlu, even after they went through the whole geirus process, it's still going to be a problem for another 12 months. That sounds against the Braisa. I mean, we quoted this very same Braisa, but previously we quoted it to ask Akasha on Rav. How can you, Rav, say that a baby makes Yayin Esach? Well, here we see that Ketanim do not make Yayin Esach. Now we're quoting the very same Braisa to ask Akasha on Rav Nachman and Shmuel, who holds that even after a full Gerus is done, there's still a 12-month time period where where we're going to be Choshish Mishum Yayin Esach. And says this Braisa, no! If it's only if it's Malu Velo Tavlu, we have to be concerned about Yayin Esach. But if it's Malu Vitavlu, then we're in the clear. So says Gemara Tirgum Abnei Shvachos, when we say Malu Vitavlu, you're in the clear, that's only going on the case of Bnei Shvachos, where they grew up in a Jewish home, they never heard about Avodah Zarah, you know, growing up in the home. But when you're buying from an Ovid Chavim, then certainly we in a Chinami, you would need 12 months. So says Gemara Havachein Katani, but the Braisa makes the link between the Bnei Shvachos and Lokeach Avadim and Ovid Chavim. So we give the same answer we gave before, Arokna Madresan. The Vachein is only going on the Tumah Halachos. The Vachein is not going on the Halachos of the Yayin. By the Yayin in Ochinami, there's a difference. The Bnei Shvachos would ask for the Yayin only up until the Gebris is complete, and the Avadim that you buy from Ovid Chavim would continue to ask for the Yayin at Shetishka Avodazar Mipiyam, which takes another 12 months. So says Mar Hanich Lemandi Amatame. Yeah, it's great to say that the Vachein makes the equation if you hold that they're both Tame. So you need to tell me, oh, not only is it Tame when it's Lokech Avadim Chavim, but Vachein Bnei Ashvachos, even they're going to have Tumah Ziva. El Mandi Amatahar, but if you say that the Lokech Eved Menovid Chavim is Tahar, so Michael Meimar, what's the great Chiddush then of saying, oh, and V'chein B'nei Shvachos, they're also Tahar? Of course, they're more Tahar than the, there's more reason to say that they're Tahar than the Lokeach Avadim Menovid Chavim. So Hakam Ashmalan, Avadim Dum Yud B'nei Shvachos, Ma B'nei Shvachos, Gedolim Udos in Yayin Esach, Ketanim Enos in Yayin Esach. The Chiddush is the Yayin Esach Halacha, that Avadim are like B'nei Shvachos in the following sense, that just like B'nei Shvachos, the Gedolim make Yayin Esach, but there's no concern with the Ketanim, of the B'nei Shvachos that are Ketanim and Yayin Esach. So Af Avadim, the Chiddush is Af Avadim Nami, the same is true by Avadim, where you would think it's a greater concern, and therefore you might think to Aser the wine that's touched even by their Ketanim. Gedolim Os in Yayin Esach, Ketanim Enos in Yayin Esach. No, only the Gedolim are Os in Yayin Esach, not the Ketanim. La Fuke Midrav, and that is all against Rav, Dam Rav. Because Rav holds that a Tinok Ben Yomo makes Yayin Esach. So Kamash Malan Delo. That's why it comes to teach me that it does not make Yayin Esach. It turns out, L'chora, therefore, that this Braisa can either be against Rav or it could be against Shmuel. Right, but it cannot be like both of them. Right, the Braisa cannot conform to both of them because the Braisa has to be telling me some chiddush. So either the chiddush of the Braisa is that a tinok ben yomo does not make yayin esach, which would be against Rav, or the chiddush of the Braisa is that you don't need to wait 12 months after milu tevila, which is against Shmuel, who says that you do need to wait 12 months after milu tevila. So basically, there are two separate memos that we have over here. We have Rav holds that Tinok ben Yomo makes Yayin Esach Tasa B'Shtia. Shmuel holds Avadim that are Malu B'Tavlu make Yayin Esach even for 12 months later. And then you have the Gemara is going to say that if you're Goris in the Braisa, Rokin Madresin B'Shuk Tahar, you have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, that according to Rav, Avadim do not make Yayin Esach from the time of Milu Tevila against Shmuel. According to Shmuel, Tinok ben Yomo doesn't ask Yayin. So how do we paskin? So meaning two separate Machlokas over here, that this Braisa, you know, it might be taking a stand in one or the other. So with Rabbeinu Chanan El Paskins, in both dinim like Shmuel, straight halachic Shmuel. Rabbeinu Tam, the Ritva, Paskin, in both dinim like Rav. That the halach is like Rav. The Ramban says that by Tinuk ben Yoma we pass like Rav, that it's also b'shtia. And we pass like Shmuel as far as Avadim, that are Malav Tavlu, that you need to wait Yud Beis Chodesh in order to drink the wine. Beis Yosef writes, it's Machlokas Rishonim B'das Ramban, that the Rashba in Torah Sabayis writes that he passes like Rav, the Ran writes in his name, he passes like Shmuel. Okay, but Pashas is that that's the, that he splits the Psak between Rav and Shmuel. So Tosos writes that Rabbeinu Chananel passes like Shmuel because, why would you pass him like Shmuel? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds like Shmuel. Normally, Hilchsa Karav B'Yisurei, so of course you're going to pass him like Rav, not like Shmuel. No, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds like Shmuel because he's the one that explained Shmuel that Sheyishka Vodazari is Yud Beis Chodesh, right? When the Gemara says, oh, how long does it take? Yishka Vodazari Mipiv, it was Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Ad Shnei Masar Chodesh. So we see that if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is explaining Shmuel, it must be Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds like Shmuel. So it's not Rav and Shmuel, where you pass him like Rav, because it's Rav B'Yisurei. It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi against Rav, and we're always going to pass him like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi against Rav. So the question, of course, that becomes, is that really a rule, that we pass like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi against Rav? So he says, yeah, because Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. That's a rule in Shas. And also, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Kal v'chomer, if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is higher than Rabbi Yochanan is higher than Rav, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is going to be higher than Rav. And the Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from a Gemara in Shabbos that in fact is the case. There's a further machlokas Rishonim maga nachri bizman hazeh, where they're not manasseh level dazar anymore, whether it asers ba'na, or do we consider it like a maga tinok ben yomo that does not aser ba'hana'a, if you pass them like those shitos that it does not aser ba'na'a against Rav, then maga ben yomo. So is every nachri bizman hazeh like maga ben yomo? So that's a furthermore elaborate discussion. Just to mention, the Rambam in the 11th parak of Machlokes Surus writes that a ger toshav is mekabel shav mitzvos, his yayin is asur b'shtia but mutar ba'na'a, and he says the same is true of any guy that's not ovid avodah zarah, like all the yishma'elim, their wine is asur b'shtia but mutar ba'na'a. But notzrim who are of the avodah zarah, so then stam yenim is going to be aser even bahana'a. So there's a lot to say on that. Maybe Be'ez Hashem will begin tomorrow with that.